articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Words are containers. What does faith mean to you? I have faith. Okay. We say that so nonchalantly. But what do you have faith in? Well, I have faith in God. Great. But faith in God for what? You have faith in God for what specifically? What is it that's coming alive in your spirit right now? Coming alive in your inner man? What is it that you have prayed for? What is it that you're believing for? What is it that you're contending for? Are you fighting for anything in your spirit or in your life or in someone else's? Or is faith just this Christian word that we grew up with? It's like asking someone, do they believe in God? Well, of course I do. I don't even have to put faith on because I just know what it is. It becomes this brooch that I don't even recognize anymore. And so often, by my actions, I don't even see the power that it holds. When was the last time I spoke words that reflect the faith that I have inside about something? I don't mean just in desperation of a moment before I fall off a cliff, but I mean words that become a siege to this mountain or that obstacle that is in front of me. I know that you know this, but let me describe it in a way that perhaps it can come more alive to you in your daily walk with God. Words are containers. Have you ever thought of them that way? They hold the power to be both positive and or negative, both good and bad. The Bible says that in the power of the tongue there is life and death, Proverbs 18:21. What do those containers describe about you? I know that I'm guilty of this too many times in my life. I hear them, but the truth of them falls short. I don't really feel the impact that they should be having on me. It's like I hear the words, but I've filtered out their power, filtered out the power of them to heal or to hurt. Because most people talk that way, right? Wow. The words that you're speaking, what are they containers of? When was the last time you did an audit of your words? Our words support our faith or will reveal our lack of faith. So close your eyes, take a minute, and do a quick assessment of your words that you've been saying in these last few days. Would they be something that would make your children proud of you? Or your pastor? Or a person of God in your life? Or are you proud of those containers that you've been depositing all around you? Each of them has a life and roots that grow. But we treat them like they are disposable. Words are containers of truth, power, and peace. The Rhema word of God is that word that comes alive inside of you. Rhema, it's been described as a freshly spoken word. That is the enlightenment of my soul and mind and spirit. It is that light on a hill that gets turned on in that moment of need. It is God's truth for me to stand on in the now of my life. That is what I have faith in, these living words. Harmon states, a rhema is an inspired word birthed within your own spirit, a whisper from the Holy Spirit like the still small voice that spoke to Elijah in the cave. Rhema words are containers of revelation, containers of empowerment, comfort, understanding, truth, courage, and forgiveness. Are you hearing my words right now? Do they resonate with you? Then grab a hold of them firmly. Take them. Apply them. Do not let them go. You said that you have faith. I believe that you do. But I want you to press in further. What do you have faith for? The word for the day? The word for the week? Maybe the word for the season that you're in. You have faith for what? What have you been speaking over your marriage? Over your job, finances, children, over that troubled relationship or your uncertain future? When we have faith in something, it means we believe in something, for something, and our actions and our words reflect the depth of that faith. Are they words that fall by the side of the road that withers and die? Luke 8:13. They have no root, or because they were planted in dry soil or unfertile ground. We are in the season of faith right now, Christmas. The Christ child brought everlasting hope into the world. Where does your hope come from? What do you have faith for? What do you have faith in? And I guess that's the most important question of them all. Who do you have faith in? I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.